Now, in the morning, if you remember, I explained some things about. In fact, I wanted to answer the question on borrowing. I ended up saying, discussing at length, okay, about the issue of borrowing. But that, remember where we laid our emphasis, where we say righteousness was where. What did we say the main righteousness was? On paying back. It's not the concept of I didn't borrow, I borrowed. It's that when my payment was due, did I meet my responsibility? And I said that is primary, that is important, okay? And that people should take their debt as a very crucial thing. You know, some people, a lot of people think that, you know, they will tell you that they can't pay because they have problems. The truth is that the debt, they don't realize it's a serious problem. Do you understand my point? You should be telling people when they see that, oh boy, this is your shirt, it's old though. Why don't you buy another one? You should tell them that, look, I can't buy a new shirt because I have to pay my debt. Do you understand my point? That is a spiritual thing to say. If you say, it's your birthday this season, I'm not going to celebrate. You say, no, I can't celebrate because I have to pay my debt. I have to pay my rent. Some of my things are fault. My obligations are due. We don't leave it till it's convenient. I think I referred to this before. I'm not sure, but if you remember Richest Man in Babylon, I don't know how many of you read that book, all right? There was a concept that was in there. I read the book some time ago, and I think some of those things were quite good. It talked about a man going back, a man that had a problem, ran away from home. When he went back home, the first thing he did was to go and settle with the people he was owing. And he made sure he discharged all his obligations. And I emphasized that is very, very important. That is where the righteousness is. And that the issue of credit, all right, it's actually the matter of trust. Societies where they operate it, it was based on trust at the beginning. But now, people have now used it to entrap people. I said, what makes the difference between a Christian businessman and the people of the world is the reason why you do things, your motivation. What is pushing you? You follow the point. So, if you find out that people are using credit, all right, to entrap people, it shouldn't be your own aim to use credit to entrap people. It was meant to allow business to move based on trust so that a man can start his business without having all the money ready. But since his integrity has value, therefore you use his integrity, all right, to give him things that he doesn't have to pay for now and he pays for later. And there is no sin in that. It's not his Christian moral that, no. I can only buy things on credit. People say that. I can only buy things on credit. Buy things on cash. Maybe go to, don't worry. Some of these things is not the Nigerian kind of credit I'm talking about. I mean, you buy a shirt you can't afford, you start paying small. That one, hear it now, is an evil thing. Let me just say categorically. You can't afford a shirt, don't buy it. You can't afford a shoe, don't buy it. All right? I don't see why you should be paying for a shirt for six months. What's wrong with you? Let's get that one clear. Your friend is wedding. They choose actually bid as three times your salary. You don't have the mouth to say, I can't. Fall sick that day. Just go and have fever and don't show up if you don't. But rather than go and take a shoe that you can't pay for, people do that thing a lot. Sometimes when I see shoes that women wear, I think that some of them are insane. What do I mean? For all your labor, they pay you 20,000 in 1 month. Then they sell shoe for you to 10,000. You should know it's not your size. No, I know you put your foot in it and it fitted you, but please, it's not your financial size. Tell them when I grow up, I'll wear that one. I mean, you know, it makes me laugh. Cloth, you go and buy. Listen, like we were talking the other day. There are many things that I know where they sell it, but I don't go there to buy. It's simple. Remember that thing I said in the morning, and let me emphasize it again. You don't put yourself into bondage. That's what credit is. That's the moral about using credit. It must never be a matter of bondage. In fact, if it's something you are consuming, avoid credit as much as possible. What do I mean? This is what I'm trying to explain. If it's food to eat, shouldn't we pay it small? Except you are so poor, better go and beg for the food. Don't buy it on credit. The shirt you want to wear, haba. Now, when I say don't buy on credit, I don't mean that, look, if you can afford it and somebody sending it to you and I say, I'm going to pay you, immediately they pay me this salary. It's a different matter. You get my point. That's not what I'm saying. But that you go buy a shoebi. And you know, women, let me quickly preach to you. It will help you in life. And it will help the husband you marry. Amen. From the beginning, draw the limit of Ashebi where you go here. That is, if you are not my blood relation or my bosom friend, I know the way you are Ashebi. In which blood relation and bosom friend, they don't go past like 6 or 7. All of them. And they won't all wedding 1 year. All this one that somebody in your office is doing wedding, and this is their Ashebi, and you buy. They carry gele, this is their Ashebi, you buy. Before you know what's happening, you are going through 15 Ashebis in 1 year. You wonder why you and your husband are always quarreling. No, men don't always talk. You know what's pinching the guy. Anytime you tie that gele, it suddenly has all sides instantly. Because you remember, I know the anointing about those gilles. They use the raining one. And the raining ones are usually twice the cost of the normal one. A lot of women in life, they are in bondage to society. What did I say? They are in bondage to society. One day I was one of my relatives. We were talking that day. I didn't even know. This person is like an auntie to me. I didn't know what I insulted her. I didn't even realize that's what I was doing. She was eating. He said, actually, as a matter of fact, this is not the kind of plate my mate used to eat. I was so angry. I got up. I said, auntie, when person don't chop a food, you will begin talking nonsense. I was so angry. I got up and walked away. This is not the kind of plate your mate is using to eat. Plate! We should worship the Lord. In my house, I use plastic cup to drink water. That is, and you know why I used to do that? Because the biggest cup in the house was plastic. So when I said, please get me a glass of water, and they opened the glass. So when I told my cousin came with me, I said, she will come. If I'm upstairs and I ask for water, please stop bringing these glasses. See that big boy, that one, this is plastic. I said, that one, when you fill it once, the man will drink until he's satisfied. What? This is enough for us. He said, this is not the kind of plate my mates used to eat. Anyway, I've been delivered in Jesus' name. I've been delivered. You can enter my house before you're very, I carry a plastic cup. Put garlic inside, put granite inside, put sugar inside, and we'll see that will be just. I will eat it like this. Oh, by the way, the spoon that we even used to eat it is the one that they used to buy ice cream last time. You know those plastic disposable spoon. If you don't like it, it's your personal problem. There are times I like fella Nicola Kukut. He said, if you don't like, go and hang. What I'm going to say is that. No, when we're talking about this, when I say credit is not a bad thing, I'm talking about business. We are here discussing what? Business. Somebody will supply things to you on credit before you sell. That's a very good customer. I hope you know that. Don't say, in my church, we must pay cash. That is foolishness. It's not righteousness. But please, when it comes to, you want to go and buy trousers. One day, one woman came. When I was in Luth, I remember very well. And my monthly salary from that establishment was, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 naira. I remember very well. I remember that woman. I said, look at it. And then I didn't even know. You know, now I know better. That this trouser, we should see the tag on it, you know, in dollars. All right? look at the tag. That is the original price. She's not even adding anything to it. They just bought it for her husband. It's now we know the truth. Then we did not know. Because we had not been abroad. We didn't know what was going on. That when we boom and put tag, go and ask my wife. Somebody think my wife will tell you, look, buy this thing is maybe 30,000 naira. The tag on it is $400. You ask yourself, did she steal it? No, because when they want to sell, sometimes they do 50% off. So she didn't buy it at that $400. She bought it on a discount and selling to you for 30. She's making her, that is, including the cost of transporting it up and down, international money transfer, everything plus her profit, and you are paying less than the surface price. Now, so anyway, she walked into our office. Look at this trouser. How much is the trouser? Say 10,000 naira. Don't forget where I started from. My salary in a month was how much? 6K. So, Banky. I looked at her. As God is my witness, I'm not adding to it. I was so angry. I looked at her. I didn't even price it. I said, listen, madam. If I was your brother, and I came home with a pair of trousers for 10,000 naira, what would you say? That was all my answer. That in my mind, you this satanic evil person. You know, because we're on the same salary. We were mates. You know how much we earn in a month, and you want to sell me a pair of trousers for 10,000. You must be a wicked soul. I told the woman that day I was angry. After that day, I disliked the woman from that day henceforth. So I will actually tell you, okay, let me give you 2,000 now. Next month, collect 2,000, and you will agree. Thank God I've never been foolish in such matters. I know that kind of thing. You think everybody is looking at it. Nobody noticed. Just you that you know you bought trousers for 10,000. Now, when they say that, I beg, how far now? You're going to shake your trousers like this, hoping that somebody will comment. Now, what am I going to say? When we're talking about credit, that's an evil kind of credit. Bishop Oyedepo said, life is in stages, and men are in sizes. So leave your size per time. Are you getting my point? And listen to me. Oh God, there's no shame in it. You will turn into a joke, like my friend will say, ah, when I grow up, that is an old man talking, you know, saying, when I grow up, I will buy one. Turn into a joke. You know, look, in life, there are varieties. There are very nice, serious shoes for 1,500 naira. You know that. And in 1994, I saw shoes going for 50,000 naira a pair. I put my foot in it. No, don't worry, they were not selling it to me. I could have been pricing it when I couldn't. The year after, I refused to buy trousers for 10K. Is it true sure I'll buy for 10? But somebody was going to supply to somebody. Man was a businessman and a bank manager. So they brought two pairs for him. One was 25,000. The other one was 50. Shoes. Please, don't say, what are they doing with that kind of money? Hey, that's foolishness. Hey, wait. Don't ever say that kind of thing. The summary that you don't have the money. Abi? Hey, that's good. Let the man who has it buy it. Maybe the leather they use is from one endangered species you don't know. That is the only pair they will ever make. None of your business. But when they bring that kind of shoe near your side, tell the guy, say, my pastor said we should always pray before we buy this kind of thing. So please, can you bring it next month? Let me fast and pray. Next month you come by and say, the Lord has not yet spoken. Bring it down. After 2 months, you won't come back. You know this one, a foolish guy. You know, you're not planning to buy. Please don't let any covetousness send into this. You'll be paying small. I remember those days playing small on television. Play small music player. Ha! No, please don't do that kind of one. In Jesus' name, I command you, don't do it. If you like a big home theater, LG, Sony, all those fat ones, and your money can't carry it, no trouble. Just enter a boat. There are some nice small pangolo set. 3, 5, 5K. Make sure you only play praise worship. They sound nice on anything. I'm telling you the truth. If one real boom boom, where will sound here? Just put headphones. They all sound nice once it's blasting into your ears. But I need to be paying small on television, paying small on home theater, paying small on shirt, trouser. That's when they say, please, brethren, I want to take an offering for this. You start getting angry. People will think that you start quoting Pastor Banky. Pastor Banky said that it is according to what your man has. You too, you have. Just that you are owing everybody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? No, I've seen it before. People who, they've so bought everything on credit that the only person that doesn't hold them by the neck is God. So charitable work, giving to church, giving to the work of the kingdom, that's the one that's last. You know, that's why I don't believe in all this every day. Pass an offering around. Oh, yeah, lift up your offering. And then every day. Because you know what that does? Someone will give in 20 naira every day. The days he has money, he doesn't give. Because he used to give in 20. I don't know what I get my point. This is what I preach to people. You want to give, it's simple. If you go and report, said the first day of the week, the point was that they will earn every day or weekly until that time. So the next time you meet, get ready. That's what he's saying. Prepare ahead of time. This one will end generally in Nigeria monthly. In the same manner, as soon as you earn your salary, apportion each one to each person. And please, let the guy who sells shirt and trouser not be the one you'll be paying for the next 3-4 months. I hope you're getting my point. Don't ever buy a shirt that's significantly costly compared to what you earn in a month. That's just practical guide. That's not scripture. Do you get my point? That's just a practical guide. Like, I mean, when you're talking about car motor, there are cars that, no matter how fine it is, I said, when you are going to buy a car, you put all your earning for 2 years, the cost of that car is too expensive. Now, this is not scripture. This is just wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've said all of this, and I hope it has liberated some women. There are a few guys who are in that womanish problem. I hope you guys have the men, deliver yourself. In fact, if it's a man, they should cane you, flog you. For a lady will talk to you, will understand, it's in the genes. But for guys, you must be crazy. So we'll beat, you know what, foolishness is in the heart of a man, you know what I mean? When he's behaving like that, you take a flog, a cane, and flog it out of him. You are one person that doesn't need to impress anybody. You get what I'm trying to say? And ladies, they want to look fine, we understand. At least we understand that one. If you can't buy solid gold, buy gold-plated. Everything, you know, everything gets size. You imagine that, they hear me. There are tricks to these things. And I always used to say, I know I'm digressing. I used to say those days, my wife used to wear all kinds of earrings. I've seen her wear 20 naira earring before. And I'm serious. And I've seen her wear 5,000 naira earrings. I did all kinds. You won't even know. I used to make a joke that nobody could even know what they go on. My wife, you put, sorry. My wife can put an expensive pendant on a 200 naira chain. If you're a thief, you won't even know which one to steal. You go see the chain. He tell you, He said, Agbako, that chain looks cheapo. That was a Kura. The pendant. Now, real one. That's name for thugs, all right? You see them arguing. Why? Because one madam they pass, we get 200 naira chain and 10,000 naira pendant. I always tell her, nobody will ever suspect that this is your chain. Apart from the thieves, they are professionals. And a thief will never steal a cheap jewelry, you know. Those guys are professionals. From a distance, they know whether it is gold or it's only gold-plated. So I always help my wife. I say, you see, they just say, no, this madam, madam is shining. They will never suspect, say, this chain, I know the good thing about it, if you fade, after 1 week, you go throw it out. So I tell young ladies, just learn from her. It works. Every month, buy a 200 naira chain and 50 naira pendant. Just make sure you don't react to it. And if you react to it, you pray about it. She like you around that trick. You paint it with Q-Tex. Nobody will know it. You never touch your skin. Or better, go to Deeper Life while you are on campus. Just go to Deeper Life. You think it's everybody that goes to Deeper Life that believes in those doctrines? Some of them is so you can move easily on the road. If you can't afford good jewelry, just go to the church where they say it's a sin. And that's it, okay. For your information, Pastor Kumi preaches good messages. So you will have faith for everything, including faith to be able to walk boldly without wearing expensive jewelry. As soon as you graduate and you start earning money, you change church. You join House on the Rock. I'm telling you, all kinds of wisdom. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I hope you get what I'm saying. Anyway, I've said all of these things to explain something. You don't owe money on unimportant things of life. That's what I'm trying to explain. Alright, so when we're discussing credit, and I say it's not a bad thing, I'm talking business. Do you follow what I'm saying? I'm talking what? Business. Alright, so I hope I'm clear. I hope there's no confusion. Alright, I'm sure you've gotten the spirit of what I'm trying to explain. Alright? So those are the things I explained in the morning. And then I answered a few questions, but I think I can lay some of those things to rest. Alright, the Lord is good. Now let me just take something else. I want to try and finish on time so I can have enough time to rest before our evening teaching. Today what I want to discuss now is what I call real marketing strategies. Now, I say real marketing strategy. Now, I'm not going to say anything that is new. In fact, here and there, I've picked these things along the line. And I want to just emphasize them again. What I call the real marketing strategies. The marketing strategies that are real. Alright? Alright, first we'll read from the book of Proverbs. Chapter 22. Of course, this is one part you know, verse 29. He said, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings, and he will not stand before obscure men. That's my strategy number one. I'm just going to list a number of them. Okay? Seest thou a man diligent? King James says, but I like this New American Standard rendering. He said, a man that is what? Skillful in his business. Now, before I go into details about that, let me just leave that for a second and say something briefly about advertising. Advertising is a very good thing. When I came to Enugu, I schooled in Benin, and I used to go to Benin a lot. Then I was in Lagos. Then I came to Enugu after my postgraduate, I came to take a job as a lecturer here. I used to watch Enugu TV when I first came there. And to my amazement, this was what I noticed. So I want all of you to hear this very well. Enugu, that is, compared to where I came from, Lagos, even Ondo State, my town, my state, Benin, where I schooled, I lived in Lagos before I came to Enugu for about 7 years. Compared to all the places I'd been to and settled and watched TV, Enugu was unique in that Enugu businesses hardly advertised. I mean, I noticed it. All the adverts of goods and services I saw on TV in Enugu then, I don't know about now, all right? Then, all the adverts were from, if it's either from, that's Newi Onitsha Axis, all right? Or from Lagos. Those ones are big companies sent all over the country. So you see Coca-Cola, Nigeria Breweries, PZ, you know, Cadbury, all those people. But to say a business in Enugu was advertising, I hardly saw it. When an advert was generated from Enugu, not a joke, 98%, you will show somebody dancing. We regret to announce, that was his last birthday. As Papa was dancing on his last birthday, they videoed it. So they will now show it as his, after he has died. We regret to announce the death of our dearly beloved father, uncle, grandfather, you know, niece, nephew, sorry, nephew. And they will show different clips. When the man was in the village, when he was in church, they will show it, including when one small boy died. And one of these fast guys, you know, the guy must have been this fast guy. But they showed him taking the chieftaincy title. You know, around here, this part of the country, chieftaincy title is very, very easy to get. Just make small money. You quickly get one. And then wear yourself one funny cap and feel important. Ah! Anyway, shall I let me some money? That is every day. What's the name of that, our friend? The NTA guy. Kenechuku. Wagodike or something like that. Yes. That guy was everywhere. He would cast the news. He was the continuity announcer. He was even the one announcing the barriers. Even children's party. So you don't blame me when I stopped watching TV. That is, once they broadcast from the locality, I just stopped watching. I noticed that in Enugu, nobody advertised anything. Oh, the opposite one. Go to Benin. Look, for every 1 hour programming on Benin TV, 30 minutes is advert. Each advert is 45 seconds. The shoemaker in front of your house, don't be surprised. You tune TV in the evening, you'll see the man there. For a complete shoe shine. It sounds funny, but in Benin, everybody advertised. Everybody. And it's actually good business. I just want to drop that one here. Please, advertising is a good thing. People should know what you are doing. Do you get my point? Bible will tell you that what you hear in secret, go and shout it on the rooftops. Make it plain that in my run that readeth it. Those are the things, you understand? Advertise this word. He said, the Lord gave a word to Jacob and he had come to be known in Israel. There's a scripture I'm trying to quote correctly. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? King James said he has lightened upon Israel. You give one word to Jacob, the whole of Israel gets to know it. You are getting my point. Please, I just want to leave that one with you. There are different, now, the practicalities you should learn later, but there are different forms of that, but you don't have to be on TV. Flyers are very cheap. You can print flyers for the equivalent of 1 naira for one. Do a few thousands and drop it in strategic places. Put adverts on TV, radio, newspaper. You'll be amazed at what effect it will have. That's, by the way, that's number one. Please don't forget that. But then, before you start advertising, this is the issue. What do you want to advertise? That's what I want to say. The real marketing strategies. People have said all kinds of things. But I think the most important one, all right, is the skill that you put into your business. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is the most important marketing strategy. That's why I brought out that scripture. Please. Skillful men till today, though, they are very difficult to find. They are very difficult to find. Any man who wants to excel in whatever he's doing must put skill into everything that he's doing. And please, that spirit of excellence must never leave you if you're a believer. You hear what I said? The spirit of excellence. What do I mean? It's not just about the skill you have for today. It's the heart with which you see what you are doing. I don't know what you're going to say. That is, if you're easily satisfied, you know, like I said last time when I was preaching, about seven, you know, we discussed this in that time. In fact, I shouldn't say too much on it. Because we discussed during our seven biblical keys of financial prosperity. All right? So, good. Let me just summarize because I remember we discussed it. So, go and get the tip and listen to it. If you're easily satisfied and telling your customer, manage it, just know that you're not planning to go far. Do you understand what I'm saying? Manage it. Manage it. It's okay now, you can manage it. If you're a man, maybe what you do is furniture. You come to a place like this, you should be, after listening to the message, you should come and look at the pulpit. Just see, oh, it's nice. Check a number of things. If the guy is better than you, look around for why he's looking better than yours. And in case you think you're better than him, check where he made his errors and note it so that you don't make such errors next time. But number one thing, let me put down real marketing strategies. Number one is what? Skill and excellence that you put into the things that you are doing, because those are the things that will speak for you later. Are you getting my point? As you know, this when you go and print flyers, that usually the printer will put his full number somewhere. Say, Integrity Concepts and Designing. Put his number. When I see people who put their numbers on flyers that are no good, I wonder what they are trying to say. You follow what I'm saying? If at the time you hook your number somewhere, the only reason that number will generate anything for you is that there's quality in what you put your name on. There's one of the adverts I love most those days. I loved most those days in Nigeria was the advert of GP. I think it's GP Tank or Heart. Let me try and remember. And it used to go like this. If the quality is not in it, our logo is not on it. GP, right? GP Tank. You understand? In fact, when was I printing flyers and we're designing a Kingdom World logo, my friend and I would say, if the world is not in it, our logo is not on it. First time we did the Supreme World flyer, when we're printing tracts, he said, if the world is not in it, our logo is not on it. To me, that was good. Do you follow my point? That was a good statement to make. He said, if the quality is not in it, our logo is not on it. That, my friend, that would design, he did most of my design. Like, if you see the cover of the books like Choices, He That Believes, Great Faith Can Be Yours, those are the books, and then Here on Purpose, The Blessing, and The Law of Life. All these ones I mentioned, those are the covers he designed. He was not the one that did some of the other ones, all right? In fact, all the other ones I did not mention, he didn't do the cover design. But these ones that he did, go and look at them, you see that the man did very good work. He's very good. Those are our small flyers that you see, those tiny flyers. He designed it also. He's very, very good with designing, all right? Now, sometimes it's working for me, and I'll say, oh, well, hurry, they have to go somewhere. So there was a day I hassled him like that. He finished the work. I just finished it. I thought it looked good. But by the time he was through, he said, Banky, don't tell anybody I did that thing. If they ask you who did it, just say you don't know. You know that kind of thing. Because he looked and he wasn't satisfied. Even though I was satisfied. But he looked at it and he was not satisfied. Are you getting my point? That's number one marketing strategy. That is number what? One. And those are the ones, there are so many other ones you can read from books. I'm not going to speak too many, so much on the other ones. I just want to highlight the ones that are really spiritual. And that's the fact that you are a man of what? A woman of excellence. Whatever you do, you put your excellence into it. And please, let me say this one again. I said it before. Ask yourself a simple question. They say a shirt is T.M. Lewin. It's Van Heusen. or a suit is a Giorgio Armani. Go home and kneel down and pray. Say, Father, I want you to reveal something to me. Was it made by spirits or by human beings? You get what I'm trying to say? Do you need to pray to do that? No, you really don't. You know. It was not made by spirits. It was made by what? Human beings. Interesting enough, most of them Asians. And that's why it marvels me. Sometimes when they say, ban importation, do this one. I say, listen. Nigerians, like they say, know when to think Nigerian. Have you heard that name before? Say yes. And that's a matter of fact. When we want to buy cable, we don't buy Asian cables. In fact, go to the market. Nigerian cables are twice the price of Asian cables. Yet, they are in short supply. Because, you know, there was a time, I said, why don't they produce one more? I think it was the GDA saying that maybe they're already producing at maximum capacity. Because the preference when you enter the market is Nigerian cable. We don't import plastic chairs. All these chairs here, they're all made down the road. You see, innocent. They are made down the road, you know. I just drive to their factory and buy from there. What I'm trying to say is that when we do things well, people patronize. You know, Ghana, they don't always say that Nigerians just like things that are imported. I don't think we really like things that are imported. We like things of quality. That's all. We like things of quality. And I've always wondered, look, you see a Nigerian made suit, you know from a distance. One person enters that is feeling very cool with himself. You pinch yourself, say, which carpenter nailed that cloth together for that guy? No, that's the joke we cracked, that the carpenter nailed the... And to me, it's just a matter of people just don't put their minds to it. Because until recently, I couldn't wear foreign-made trousers. It was when I started wearing suits, I started wearing foreign-made trousers. You know why? Because generally, Nigerian tailors, at least all the ones I've seen, they make trousers so good that... And because they are custom-made, they take your measurement, check everything, measure you properly. I couldn't... In fact, I was wishing they would just sell me the imported suit with the material for the trouser. Then I'll go to the market and go and make my trouser. Now, we learned to make trousers, but we refused to learn to make suits. That's all that happened. That's all. There's nothing more than that happened, because the way Nigerian tailors, at least the ones I have seen that have made trousers for me, the way they make trousers, I couldn't understand why they don't make suits like that. If you decide you want to be sewing cloth, please, don't rest. Listen, let me tell you the truth. You have too much market in Nigeria. Look, my wife sells suits. And I can tell you, people like you, have problems buying suits from her because you're tall and very slim. Should I use the word thin? Whichever one. But you understand what I say? And the ones that they produce mass produce, are all the same drop, what they call drop 6. Alright? Most of them are drop 6, regular sizes. So when a man tells that, I wear a 52 suit and he's tall, you will see now here the hand of the suit go there. I asked the gym must have checked like 15 suits before he saw one that was his size because he's getting married on Saturday. Now, people like him because they are tall and slim. Oh, yeah. To get suits where they fit their size. Some of us are very blessed. Once I enter a suit, I feel it like God fills the universe. All things you know, I mean, I just feel. But even then, I get wala with trouser. Oh, my trouser go hook me like this. You know, say I know be a Chinese man. The trouser go hook me like this, but at least we use the jacket to cover the top. And then we'll progress, you know what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that don't let anybody deceive you that a cheap Asian impost will remove your market. If you have the skill, they can't. That's where I'm going to. If you have the skill, they can't. Because, I mean, there are people. Look, if you can sew clothes that look as nice, that, interesting enough, the same materials they used to make it, they are all over on the Shahanaba market. That is the ones they're using to make suits and send it here. They send the same things for sale like that. I've seen, no, this is not a joke. I've seen it all over the place. So if you have people who really can do work, people will go and insist that, no, I beg this one, I want them to make it to my size. The reason why people still choose to buy the ones that are imported is because our guys just won't sew suits properly. That is the only reason. That is the only reason. Number one marketing strategy is what? Skill and excellence. Thank you very much. Then the other one, like you just mentioned again, don't ever forget, we said it before, like I said, I just want to put them together. The matter of honesty. The world is so dishonest that people don't know what is, you know, they don't know what's honest anymore. If you buy cloth and they tell you 100% cotton, you know you don't believe it most of the time. You buy a shirt, they say it's Van Heusen. You say, which Van Heusen? There was a time the name Chinese Nokia became an established vocabulary. What do you mean by Chinese Nokia? It is a phone that's not made by Nokia, that's labeled Nokia. So when you say, is that a Nokia? I say, no, it's a Chinese Nokia. There are Nokia phones made in China. We don't call those ones Chinese Nokias. So when you say Chinese Nokia, what do you mean? This one was not made by Nokia. That is, people have become so dishonest. Chinese man just makes and just labels it 100% wool. Believe me, some of them don't contain one strand of wool. Talking about a good name again, if you buy a real Van Heusen, maybe you buy it from a shop in UK, a proper shop on US, and they tell you it's 75% cotton, you know they are not lying. Are you getting my point? And that's why you will go back and buy their things again and again. If I want a shirt to be 100% cotton, believe me, you have to, look, it must be bought either from the US or from UK, from a reputable shop. Because that's the only way I will know. If it's knife or nature, you buy and put 100% cotton, I don't believe you. Because people have, these days, they are so dishonest that they don't even understand the meaning of honesty. One of my friends said that the Chinese man doesn't understand what your problem is. That you should not make Fanta. Make your own Fanta. I make my own Fanta. That name, he doesn't understand that name Fanta. It's a trade name. He doesn't get the point. What is his problem? Make your own Nokia. I make my own Nokia. You make your own Hugo Boss. I make my own Hugo Boss. He doesn't get the point that Hugo Boss is somebody's name. Now, people have become so dishonest. But I'm not bringing out something. We have to create a culture of honesty again. Are you getting my point? Yes, God needs people like us to create that culture of honesty. Let it be that if the quality is not in it, your name is not on it. Are you getting my point? Look, I told you, the lie of Satan is this one. They say, no, this is the one that sells. It's not true. It's not true. You will go through some trying times to establish your name. But once that name is established, let me give you an example. Have you ever tried to buy Nucleim? Nucleim air conditioners. Nucleim. The one we bought now. Yes. Okay, this one is a higher thermoco. Nucleim appliances then. Like all these our fans, most of them are made by Nucleim. All of them. Yes, all the ones we have here. Then, you know why I used to buy only Nucleim? Because they were made in Nigeria. I don't know whether they're still making them now. They were made mostly, I think, Port Harcourt or so. Now, I wasn't... Look, for me, was that their equipment were tropicalized. Till now, go and buy a Nucleim air conditioner. It costs like 4,000 naira for a 1 horsepower, more than a Samsung. Why do they have the guts to leave it like that? Because they know people like it. People will buy it. Because why? They say it's tropicalized. That's the reason. I'm using that thing to explain something. That if there's quality in it, forget this one that people only like the ones that is, but it's not true. People want something that is good. And if you develop good things and put your name on good things, after a while, your name will be associated with quality. The first time I bought a Samsung TV, everybody was asking me, what is Samsung? What is that? Didn't like, what? You know, like, what is he buying? Samsung. My friend bought his TV, Gold Star, which is now LG. LG, I don't know whether they changed their name or they swallowed Gold Star. We're looking like, you know, that was the gist. But now, go and buy an LG TV. No, the most expensive TV appliance you find now, Sony, LG, those things are expensive. They've created a track record over time. When they first came, Korea, what? Waiting they know. But after we have bought it for a long time, you know this triple loader VCD player? You know that Samsung, you know the grease pot? All these guys who sell music, that's what they used to play their music. They bought it 10 years ago till today. The thing is kicking. You know, no wahala. After a long time, the man gets hooked on the name Samsung. Are you getting my point? That is the greatest advertising strategy. Serious quality. Honesty. Do you get my point? So that's why I'm explaining something. I started from that quality, talking about that honesty thing. So when you are putting the real thing inside, after a name, you establish a name for yourself. All other advertising, what they call marketing strategies, they are added onto this. Are you getting my point? One, skill and excellence into your work. Number two, tell the truth all the time. Another one, let me just add a few things to it. still part of establishing a good reputation, a good name for yourself. Have you noticed this? If you need clothes next week, you give it to a tailor. No, if you need a cloth to wear next month, like native, you only make our natives locally. If you don't give your tailor since last year, and start harassing him or her, the harassment will commence. It's now established that they won't deliver on time. It is established. My furniture man, who I don't talk to anymore, if he calls me at one side, the guy who made this thing, if you see any wooden work around me, all right? Very, until recently, he was the one that used to do it. Our partition that was here before, which is still standing there, he did it, all right? He came to knock it down. He was supposed to do most of this work, but I just didn't see him. He disappointed me so much, I just stopped calling him, all right? The guy is very skilled. Very skilled. But if you need something next year, order it today. In which case, he will tell you, deliver it next month. Then you start, and you dedicate like 3,000 recharge card. Load on your phone and say, it's for this guy. And then buy like 20 liters of fuel. You know, in a special account, carpenter harassment, budget, or allocation. So, you go down draw roster every morning. Hello? Oh boy, how now? My furniture done ready? Oh God, I beg. I'm working on it now. Then the evening, you drive there. Then give him 1 more day. Call. When you do that for the next 3 months, it will be ready. That this is an established thing. He does not fail. When he's promising me, look, the day I told you to come and change the chair in my house, you know, it's been there for a while, and then I wanted to just modify it, change the covering and all of that. How long will it take? He said, this one has small work now. I think it's like 10 days. I mean, from there, we'll collect it. They will bring it back. 10 days. My brethren in the Lord, I didn't see that thing for 3 months. My wife is a witness. Those of you who come to my house, there was a time my house was just bare. I had to come here to borrow plastic chair to put there so that my visitors can sit down. 3 months before I saw it, you see, in Nigeria of today, we can break that thing. I told you, the only person who sews my clothes on time, one Hausa man in Benin, is the only one. There's one material that my wife gave me this afternoon. She's had it for a long time. And I said, I like it now. Me and Tess take and sew cloth. He said, you want to wear it for Deji's wedding? You know what I said? The wedding the first one is on Friday. I said, who goes sew? That was the first question. Who will sew it? It was in, if I was going to Benin now, for example, I would just go there and give the man, say, oh, I beg, sew this thing for me. I beg. I need it on Friday. I mean, but please, can I get it on Wednesday or Tuesday? Do you know the man will deliver it? But around here, I don't know anybody. Most will actually tell you, no problem. I had a tailor like that in Benin when I was a student. If you tell him, please, this material is black. I want you to help me sew down Michael Jackson's black and white with it. You know what he'll tell you? No problem. Then call him and say, I think I want to use it to make purple. Now, it's a black material I gave him. I want it to be purple now. He'll tell you what? No problem. As soon as he just 1.5 years of making trials, say, please, use that thing to sew agbada for me. You know what he'll tell you? No problem. But for him to tell you it will not do, it's not in his vocabulary. What am I trying to say? These are the real marketing strategies. All right? Let me put it like this. Be on time. That's what I want to say. Fulfill your promises. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Be on time. Fulfill your promises. You use wisdom for all these things. I'm not going to detail the wisdom. But don't forget that one. Be on time and what? Fulfill your promises. It is so crucial. If you can't deliver, don't promise. These are the real marketing strategies. You know that my mechanic that says very skilled? He's very, very skilled. Very, very skilled. But please, I said you can be without your car for like a week or two. Don't go there. So I have learnt. If I did go for my car, they make kuru 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 na noise. I go to one guy somewhere else and give to that one. If it's a check leg, check those mechanical parts that a fairly intelligent person can do. I don't go to him. I only go to him when I feel like the thing needs a lot of brain, in which case, I prepare to be without the car for a long time and periodically call him. Now, this is the interesting part. See, all these things are together. He's very skilled, and makes a lot of money from that. Except that there are a lot of jobs he doesn't get because of that. One of the things we'll discuss maybe tomorrow, just so you summarize everything, is that you must be ready to be big. Did you hear what I said? Plan for greatness. Plan to be big. Whatever what you have to do, prepare to increase. That's the point I'm making. The man is very skilled. But I have noticed again and again and again and again and again. I've heard people, when they tell me that, maybe a man bought a very expensive car. I say, who maintains your car? It's a recent model. Who maintains it for you? I will start, I say, why don't you use this guy? He said, that man is very good, but I beg, I'm not getting time. I know one of my senior colleagues who services his car. He has one very luxurious Toyota like this. Very few you find in a place like Enugu here. So I told my guy, where do you service it? Why don't this guy service for you? He said, no. That guy, he doesn't have his time. He knows he's skilled. He knows he can handle it. But he pays one guy to come from Port Harcourt once every 3 months, pays 25,000 naira to have the car serviced. The guy will come from Port Harcourt, collect the car, work on it for a few hours. The man will give him 25K. The guy will go back to Port Harcourt. We'll see you in a few months' time. He knows this man can handle it. He knows. He's not in doubt. But this one of parking my car there for the next 3 weeks, you know, he doesn't understand it. So he pays somebody to come to his house. That guy comes from Port Harcourt to his house in Enugu here. He doesn't need more than a few hours of the car. He comes with his tools, comes, sits down with the car, changes this, changes that, changes things he needs to change, change the oil, check a number of things every few months. I don't know how often, either every 4 months or I don't know how often. I don't mean the car has a problem. Routine servicing that needs to do a serious checkup once in a while for the car. He would rather pay somebody 25,000 naira to come from Port Harcourt, spend a few hours with the car, and go back. Bleed him of 25K, which does not include the cost of oil, does not include the cost of maybe a new fan belt, doesn't include any other cost, but this man's workmanship for showing up. Why? Because the man who can do it for him locally will waste his time. A lot of people get used to bad things. Let me add another one to that. Please, don't get used to bad things. Because for the last 10 years, your customers are used to coming and coming and coming back. Does not mean it's not a bad thing. You can put a structure in place, because that's the most important thing. If you have something in mind, no, I mustn't waste these people's time. God begins to give you the wisdom and the opportunities to be able to meet up with your deadlines. And they just use wisdom. Allocate time for each amount of work. Maybe next time, because our time is going, I'll explain another thing. One of the problems with people is that I've seen a lot of workmen. Why don't you employ some of these guys that used to work with you? A lot of them complain. My carpenter will complain. My mechanic will complain. They all complain. These boys, they don't want to work. Okay, that's true. And most of the time, I find that it's true. But actually, a lot of times, the bosses actually don't want to part with their money. That one I know to be true. A lot of people don't want to part with their money. You want the man to do the work, you know, because you're used to the boys who are training working for you. When they finish, you should realize that the guy has now graduated. You pay him money, put him a very good salary. Apart from that, pay him for the amount of work he's doing for you. Whatever it is, expand your business. Just don't make everybody go away. I mean, we don't have to work harder. We need to work wiser. Do you get my point? We need to apply more wisdom. We need to apply more wisdom. And then people don't believe in investing in machinery. Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive. You think good things are cheap? I mean, you think these guys who churn out thousands and thousands of clothes a day in their factory, they're always standing there using machine to be, scissors to be cutting. I don't know how they do it. I'm just saying that you have to get ready to advance. That's what that thing I said. Please, it's so, look, God, we have to break out of this small-mindedness, this no caged mentality. Maybe next time we'll have to do version 2 of Seeds. I don't know when. We'll talk about some other things. Okay? Because I don't have all the time to say some things we would love to say here. Because there's a point of death, in quotes, that you come to in which you just... You just have to break open beyond a particular level. And usually when you want to go beyond that level, it's as if you want to kill what exists already. And listen, you just have to do it. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. There's a point in which you have to take your business beyond the level where it is in now to another level where it's supposed to be. All those mechanics that used to do just try and error. The time has gone. These new cars don't do try and error anymore. They don't. They expect you to plug in a diagnosing machine, which automatically, there are computers that you buy programs. This is a program for this particular brand of car. This is a program for, you buy all of them, load on your computer, you plug it to each computer, each machine you want, car you want to work on. You check the car, it runs through the whole gamut for you. The cars are so automated. If you want to move far, you have to just update. You have to upgrade. There's no option. You just have to. Please, I hope you are getting my point. I started developing this from the issue of be on time, fulfill your word. And sometimes if your business has to grow and you still be on time, you plan very well and plan for increase. When you give tailor clothes, sometimes they say, come next week. Sometimes I ask them, say, look, I know, I argue sometimes. Say, if you sit down with this job, you can do it in 3 hours. Why should I come next week? And I tell them sometimes, this job I gave you, to sew cloth for man, native, with that embroidery, I say, you can do it in 3 hours. What are you telling me? Why should I come next week? Then the man now explained to me that actually what happened is that he has a lot of work. So the way I allocated it, the first time he's going to touch my cloth, it's not as if he will sew it from now till next week. It's that day that I say I should come. That's the day he will pick it up, sew it and finish it and get it ready for me. Now, what I'm saying is that if you know that each one, you can do it in 3 hours, then you start working out strategies in which somebody can bring his cloth to get it from you in 2 days. How you will do it, I don't know, but you can work it out. You can hire people. You will know professionals like yourself who can cut, who don't have your level of business. That's why people don't like to part with money. That's the problem. Sometimes they want to chop the whole they want to chop the whole profit alone. Not knowing that they are limiting the profit. If you just close your eye to half of the profit, call one of the boys that you trained. Cut this thing for me. I'm not saying sew it. I want to put my own skill. I've taught you not to be able to cut. Do this thing for me while I do this other one. As soon as the guy finishes, two of you sit down, quickly arrange it, finish him. The man comes next day. He pays you. He can charge for express. Listen, one of the reasons why you will, at the point in time, you have to increase your charges because you will have so much, you'll be so skilled, and the services you are rendering, people need to pay to get it. Instead of waiting for 3 weeks, you tell them, look, drop it today, I'll give it to you tomorrow. And that's my usual time. That is, I'm not doing you a favor, it's not express. My usual time, I give it next day or in 2 days' time. The other guys collect 1,000 bucks, I collect 1,005. Because these are all the things I put together to deliver it for you in 48 hours. What you are doing is that you are making what? A name for yourself. Don't get used to what is bad. Every tailor thinks that you must give you 3 weeks appointment and disappoint them once or twice. There are people who have used police to settle tailor wahala before. You don't know that? Let me not tell you boring stories, but you've had experiences. These are the things that make you, I told you don't need to write El Shaddai Incorporated in front of your business for us to know it's a Christian business. We don't need it. You don't need it. Even if you're a Muslim. And when I come to your shop, you sew my cloth on time. I don't find oil on it. You do the thing neatly. You give it to me on time, properly done. Not that I say make my trouser for the three. You're going to make it 44 and tell me, okay? Nobody you won't wear up. You know that thing annoys me. You tell a man, my size is 44. Say, may I see your leg? May I see your leg? How look, if I kick you now, they say I'm wicked. When he says, of course, you know he doesn't have. That's what he means. He wants to squeeze 43 into your feet for you. And tell you, no worry, it will expand. if I know that if I tell you 43, we agree on 43, I won't come there and meet 44. If I know that you will do things as we have agreed on, even if you're a Hindu, do you get my point? It's your shop I will go to. I won't go to your neighbor who says, the brethren patronizes or those who love the Lord, come over to this side. No people do it. I want to use Christianity to blackmail us. So let us encourage our brethren. Listen, my friend. The encouragement I'm going to give you as my brethren is please go and do your work well. Otherwise, I will come and dash you money. That is, I will go to your neighbor, patronize him, and say, so that you won't say I didn't come. How much were you going to make on this job? Let's split it in two. You are going to make 1,000? Yes, 500 naira. She have bought my conscience back, she? Uh-huh. But as for me to go around wearing a badly sewn cloth because it was made by a bro, I will not do that one. Say, Pastor, this your trousers are not balanced. He said, not worry, now one brother make his left leg is 41 and a half. The right one is 43. I mean, I won't do that. You understand that I won't do that. I'm talking about what? The real marketing strategies. What have I said? Number one, skill and excellence. Number two, honesty, integrity. Whatever you say, let it be truth. Number three, be on time and fulfill your word. Fulfill your promises. Those are the real marketing strategies. You are getting the point I'm making. All right, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Another one I just want to make, that's another one of... I'll say this one briefly and then we'll go. In fact, let me close it to prove to you that actually I'm going. All right? Let me close it. Another one I want to say is, when I talk about real marketing strategies, we'll just finish this one tomorrow. Let me just start it. Is that of relating with people, relating with your customers. You know, the spirit of love. Yes. The spirit of love, that is what must guide everything you do. And tomorrow we'll discuss in detail. I don't want to spend too much time. Where do I start this one from? Mike Mundock said, what you don't respect, you don't attract. Yeah, that's a good way to start it. What did I say? What you don't respect, you don't attract. The first day, a friend of mine quoted that thing for me. You heard it. He said, Banky, give me scriptures. What you don't respect, you don't attract. I said, that is very true. I didn't know who said it. I said, that is so true. He said, give me scriptures. I said, he could there do no mighty work, seeing that he laid his hand on a few sickly folk and healed them. I was talking about Jesus. And he lamented, saying, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. That is, where they don't give a man honor, he cannot manifest. Do you get the point I'm making? Where you don't give somebody honor, he cannot manifest. That's a matter of fact. Therefore, where you are not treated with honor, you won't go and patronize their business there. How many of you ever saw the movie Pretty Woman? Remember? She entered the shop. I said, we'll get where she be. She didn't understand. How much is this? The girl looked at her and said, it won't fit you. And she said, I asked how much it was. I didn't ask whether it would fit me. The girl looked at the other one and said, how much is this dress? And she said, it's very expensive. What they were saying, in effect, get out. We don't need your type here. But you know the part of the movie I love? It's not that part. It was when Richard Gere asked after, how was shopping yesterday? And he said that the shops were mean to me. He said, they were mean to you? They were mean to you? The guy got angry, dressed up here, let's go. He said, shops are never nice to people, they are nice to credit cards. That entered the shop. He said, who runs this shop? He said, we are going to be spending an obscene amount of money here. The part of it that I love most was halfway. The guy said, how obscene an amount of money are we talking about here? Is it profane or really offensive? The guy said, really offensive. In fact, the guy said, well, I love this man. I mean, then when she finished shopping, went back to the other shop. Do you remember me? And they looked, said, I was here yesterday and you wouldn't wait on me. He said, big mistake. Huge. Listen, that's the principle of life. Now, there are many lessons to learn from that. Number one is that you say, stop looking like a mortar when you want to go somewhere. That's number one. But my own message is for the shop owner. All right? That's the one we are discussing with. Treat everybody with a lot of respect. All right? That's number one. Okay? It's so important. But generally, the point I'm making is that you should treat your customers with respect. You should. People that you are doing business with. Now, some people can be very, very difficult. Now, please, you have to be firm and nice, you know. I'm not saying that people just talk to you anyhow. Sometimes you talk to people, you know, like, make it clear. Say, but this is mutual respect. Don't talk down at me. You know what I'm saying? You don't shout on me. Customer is shouting on you. Why should they shout on you? For what? Tell me, excuse me, sir. I would appreciate if you just be courteous and nice. You understand? But please, be respectful to people. The reason being that what you don't respect, you don't what? Attract. And please, don't look at people as, like I said before, get their money. Whatever you need to do, get their money. That's not what we're trying to say. We are saying, number one, it is righteous and good. There's a book I want all of you to go and read. Now, please, read it with a good mind, because the title is very, very wrong. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. All right? I didn't read that book for a long time. One of my friends in school, Lillian, she begged me to read the book. I refused. Because I was a man of faith. I didn't believe in all these manipulating things. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Am I begging for friends? You know, that kind of thing. Why should I want to manipulate people? Witchcraft. Then finally, after a long time, she managed, or I saw the book somewhere else and I read it. And I said that, no, the title is not good. The title is not good. You should have used a better title for it. But it's a good book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I think it's a book everybody should read. I'm giving it to you as an assignment. Go and read the book. It will help you. It's titled, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The man who talked, he said many things, which I shouldn't bother repeating. Oh, I don't have the time. I can't say them with the emphasis with which he said them. All right? But you read this. Read the original one. Not, there are some that have been modified to fit modern day. I read one like that. It's not good. The one he wrote is very common in town. The pirated copies are everywhere. 200 naira. You see it everywhere. All right? How to Win Friends. No, they are everywhere. It's a very old book. Very, very old. It is everywhere. How to Win Friends and Influence People. I wanted to read it to learn customer relations. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you to read it. You can't manipulate people with it. And please, don't read it with the attitude of you want to learn how to manipulate people. Don't. Read it on, in fact, make it your title in your head. Good personal, no, good interpersonal relationships or good customer relationship. How to relate with people in a good fashion. That's what you want to go and read. All right? How to talk to people nicely. How to show people a lot of respect. That's my second group of serious marketing strategy. I talked about some things first, then I now went to the second one of giving people respect. All right? And look, treat people with, like I said, not as if this man just brought out your money, you want to collect his money. Sometimes people need your help. Do you get my point? And listen, if you don't have something, they don't have to buy from you. You know, I say that because I see the lot in the market. Please, I need a pink shirt. Okay, this color will fit you too. The man came asking for pink. Do you know whether he's on a bridal train? You follow what I'm going to say? If you want to offer something else, let it be genuinely. You ask the person, what do you need it for? Is there any special reason? If he says no, I think it will just look nice on me. All right, let's see other colors that will look nice on you. Are you getting my point? It's not just you must buy for it. It doesn't have to. Chike asked me a question which I was thinking I'll begin to tackle, but we'll leave that until tomorrow, all right? And that's the issue of competition. If next door somebody has a pink shirt, whether he gives you anything out of his is besides the point. And some people will run and say, wait, I'm going to go to my other shop. You go and collect from the other person. I think that's a sign of a man who is not blessed. You're not a blessed man if you're behaving like that. You're not. You now run to the next shop. Say, sit down, you know, they'll give you a seat. When I enter shops, I always say that I didn't come here to sit. Do you have or you don't have? He said, wait, more will go to other store. I just start walking away. You obviously don't have. As a believer, look, if you don't have and your neighbor has, tell him you want a pink shirt, fine, I don't have. That guy stocks a lot of colors. Doesn't have to give you anything. You're not doing it so that he'll know you're helping him. You're helping your customer. The spirit of love, that's the idea. I remember those days when DJ was still in university. One day he told me that when I was there, if I'm coming, I should please help him buy a calculator. Particular, studied engineering. So an engineering, one of these calculators that does, know what I mean? So I remember then I went to the market and in this particular, he told me the name, so I just quoted it. I went with a friend. And I remember very well, the guy told me that, he has it now, I should just wait. He ran to the next shop. I didn't know where he went. He showed up with the calculator. How much is it? Says 2,300. I offered him 2,001. He did not agree. I knew the price was 1,009. I think they told me or somebody had told me. So I left him. And the person I went with, I told the person, please, just help me go to the other shop and go and ask. I think I just chilled. I relaxed. And you know what happened? When I refused to pay the 2,001 or 2,302 or something, I offered him 2,001, yes. He said on 2003. This was many years ago. So he now went to go and return it to the guy who owned it. So while he was returning it, my friend was in that same shop asking for the same calculator, and we paid 1,009 for it. And my friend heard him say that the man not agree pay. I offered this guy 2,001. He was going to make $200 on the spot, but he was too greedy. Let me tell you, those things are not necessary. It's a sign of a man who is not blessed. If it's you, you are a blessed person. Do you have this? I don't have. That guy has. Walk across there. You want to go and help you get it? That if you are disposed to doing that, if not, tell the guy, go there, they sell it there. Why lock the guy inside your shop? You're a thief. Now, to this stealing thing, it's not good. It's stealing. You won't be blessed like that. You won't be blessed like that. They sell it in the other place. I don't have. Bye-bye. That's a good way to live life. Please be a giver. You get my point? It's not everything that must turn to money. If you know you go to the market, just sit down here. We did for our other shop. The guy starts going around trying to add money on it. You see, I told you must do a render service. That way you're not rendering service. You know what you're doing? You're stealing. You know where it's available? Tell the guy. Go down this line. The fourth shop. That guy, they get that kind thing. Me, I'll not get that. That is Christianity. That is Christianity. If you believe in blessing, those are the kind of things you will do. It's the kind of thing that made Abraham look at Melchizedek, what they call the king of Sodom. He said, lest you say I made Abraham rich. Do you get my point? Lest you say I made Abraham rich. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Please, let me stop here. I said we'll close on time. All right, so let me stop here. I will not take any questions now.